Welcome back to another Halacha Shir and Yetz Hashem. Today we will discuss the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur and which foods are supposed to be eaten and allowed to be eaten on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Resh Dalad Sif Aleph Paskins Mitzvah Lechol BeErev Yom Kippurim Ulahar Bois Besuda. It's a mitzvah Erev Yom Kippurim to eat and be marve Besuda. The Rama says VaOso Asanis Boy Afilu Tainis Chaloyim. You're not allowed to let it fast a Tainis Chaloyim. And the Mishmur brings down from the Gemara that it's a mitzvah min ha-toyro lecho be'erav yom kippur. The Pasuk says, v'nisem es nafshei seichem, betisha l'chaydash, the ninth day, and l'chay you're fasting on the tenth day. So it brings down from the Gemara that someone who eats on the ninth day, it's ki'ilu, he fasted on the ninth and tenth day. So it's a very big mitzvah, and the Eibishter gave us this present that when we eat, we get the mitzvah, even though there's no tzar, it's ki'ilu, we fasted. And it's brought down, Ishmayit and Yilimudoi, like the Mishmur brings down, Yeshla Adam Lamayit Bilimudoi Be'erev Yom Kippurim, should learn a little less, Kedei Lecha V'lishtois. That means it's such a big mitzvah, it's even Doicha, Talmud Torah, a person should learn a little less and eat on Erev Yom Kippurim. What's the reason for this mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippurim? So it's according to Rishonim, three different reasons why there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The reason number one is to show that we are Smechim, we are happy that it came to Zman Kapara. And we are showing our happiness by eating a Suda. The Na'ab Shat is because every Yom Tov has a mitzvah of a Suda. So Yom Kippur has a mitzvah of a Suda also, but we can't eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore we eat an Erev Yom Kippur instead of on Yom Kippur. And the third reason is a practical reason. In order that we should be able to fast and daven and do tshuva properly, therefore it's a mitzvah to prepare ourselves for the Tainus by eating before the Tainus. Now, what about, is there a mitzvah the night before Erev Yom Kippur? Because that's already the ninth of the month. Is there a mitzvah? So the Shalah and the Sefer Achayim, which is Rav Shlomo Kluger's Sefer, both say there's a mitzvah of a Laila. But the Maaseh, the Magen Avraham, and the Brikya Yosef, and the Aruch HaShulchan all say the mitzvah is by day and not by night. And that's the Ikar Shita, that the Ikar mitzvah, the mitzvah of eating and drinking in Erev Yom Kippur, is Dafka by day. Now, to be Yotzer this mitzvah, Yimekayim with a Chilas Kazai is already Yotzer the mitzvah. But the minig is that we eat two Sudas on Erev Yom Kippur. One, a little bit before Chatzos, and the other one after Mincha, called the Sudas Hamafsekes. And now, even though Me'ikar Adin, there's no chiyev to eat past by the Sudas, the Mechas Chinuch and the Shev Leivoth being down, you don't really have to wash. Lemaisa, in the Kaf HaChaim, it says that Al Pi Kabbalah, there's an inyan to wash and bench twice, to eat past twice on Erev Yom Kippur, but both Sudas. And that's Taka Deminig, that we wash and bench at both Sudas. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaSimon Tov Resh Ches, Siv Dalad, brings down that be'erev Yom Kippurim ain loy lechol ela macholim kalim lesakel. The Erev Yom Kippurim should only eat foods that you can digest easily. Kidei shlo yisaveya mezgah kishespal. You shouldn't be full when you're davening. And the Rama says v'chein ein oichlim dvar ma'mecham mezguf. You should not eat foods that warm the guf. Shlo yovel they carry. V'chein ein lechol macholi cholav. You shouldn't eat milk food. Shemar ben zera ach besuda shachos loy lechol. You could eat milchiks in the morning. So that's the din that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that a person should be careful to eat food that digests easily. And the Mishbura brings down that Ochem Besudas Mafsekes Nogu Lechel Basar Sheikah Suda, but Dafka Basar. Mishbura brings down the minig is to eat Basar by the Sudas Mafsekes, but it should be chicken and not meat. You should not eat meat by the Sudas Mafsekes. And then he brings down a Prima Godim Mashmad Vizanenu Nogu Lechel Basar Peshachris, that the minig is that we also eat chicken in the morning Suda. So it's mashal from Mishabura, because of this din, that you should not eat foods that don't digest easily. You should not eat meat, basar bahima. You should not eat meat the whole day. You should only eat chicken. Sai b'suras hamsekas and sai b'suras shachris. And the Matafrayim says the same thing. It's tofresh hei sipsus ches. It says, noyigin lechol basar b'suras shachris. You should eat basar b'suras shachris. Misha'ef shaloi lo yechol basar bahima. You should not eat basar bahima. Ki in basar. So that's what it sounds like from the Matafrayim, from the Mishabura, that you should not eat Basar Behema the entire day, Erev Yom Kippurim. But Lamaisa, I've seen by a lot of Parak Klai Yisrael, they do eat Basar Behema in the first Suda. Only the second Suda, they mak bedafki in chicken. And the Shaila is, what's Pshat in that minute? So I found the Aruch HaShulchan Simen Tov Resh Hei Siv Ches writes like this, V'azehirus medvarim kalim, eina ela besuda hamafsekes. This zehirus, to be careful from foods that don't digest easily, is only by Sudas Hamafsekes, but loy b'shachris. Why? The ada laila testalik asviya. Because the time it reaches the evening, their sviya will be gone from the morning. And therefore, that will be pshat why many in Klai Yisrael have a minig that they do eat basar behema in the first Suda. Now the minig is we don't eat fish in the second Suda, but we do eat fish in the first Suda. And it's actually makar from that, from the Torah. The Torah brings down a whole Maisa with a king that sent his attendant to buy fish, and there was a tailor there who outbid him for the fish. And the Melech was upset, like, why did you go buy the fish? And he said, what do you mean? It's Erev Yom Kippur. I'm very excited. I'm very happy. It's a big day. So the Torah brings this down. So it's taka zamakar to eat fish, kapon on the first Suda. Now the Mishmur brings down that Erev Yom Kippurim, a person should be careful not to eat shum, not to eat garlic, or beitzim, not to eat eggs or garlic. He also brings down lo yechal shum shemin, peisha maligera. You should not eat sesame seeds because it's maligera. It brings up the saliva. And therefore, some are makbid not to put sesame seeds on top of the challah on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, the minig is to eat kreplach. Kreplach is meat covered with a dough, and it's a remez that our averus should be covered, and therefore, the minig is to eat kreplach. Now, most of the kreplach usually have meat inside. So the shayla is, as you said, you should not eat meat on Erev Yom Kippur, and especially by the Suda Hafsekas. So, yikatayna, so maybe so a person should be makbid to have chicken kreplach. Or you can tie in that since the meat usually inside there is like chopped meat, it's not so heavy, it's easy to digest, the kumi doesn't go into the iser of basa shamin. Now, when it comes to the suda, the minig is that we dip the chal into honey, and you wear big day Shabbos, there's round chals like yontif, you have tablecloths, and the Shai Shavayda says, he says that you should be careful not to make the suda like a regular suda. So yasa suda commits as an ashim malamada. He writes, when it comes to the Suda, you should have in mind, I'm eating l'shem yichud for the mitzvah, the rites of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. It shouldn't be like a regular Suda that you're just eating. It should be a Suda, the Hayban Suda, that I'm eating this l'shem mitzvah. And it's brought down that we know that the Nei Yehuda said that you don't say l'shem yichud when there's a bracha before mitzvah. But on Erev Yom Kippur, there's no bracha. And therefore, they say that it come out from the Yehuda, that even he would agree. You should say Hashem Yichud. So definitely, before you start the Suda, you should have in mind, you're trying to mekayim the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And I'll just end with this, Shaila. Are Noshim chayiv in this mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? What's the Shaila? We know Noshim are not chayiv, and mitzvah is a say Shazman Grama. Anything that comes with the Zman, they're not chayiv. And this is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. So it's a big Shaila in the Paiskim, in the Achrayim. And some want to say it's totally in the different reasons. If the reason is, because you have to have koiches to fast. So about the noshim who are fasting, they are part of this mitzvah. But if you learn, it's a mitzvah like shum sudas yontiv, it could be they're not mechuyev in that mitzvah. So that's totally in that. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is brought down that a chayla who's not fasting in Kippur still has the mitzvah. Why? Because he has the mitzvah because of the yontiv digger part of the mitzvah. That's why he has to eat Erev Yom Kippur. But by a noshim, by ladies, the only mitzvah is if they're fasting. But if they're not fasting, they wouldn't have a mitzvah. They wouldn't have the mitzvah, because the mitzvah of the yontiv, that's the mitzvah says on grandma. Therefore, that would be nafkamina lahalacha, if noshim achayiv to eat in this suda, if they have this mitzvah derisa to eat in the suda, and that's what the achrayim tell you, and the different reasons why we have this mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur.